Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for February 19th, 2010. I've titled this devotion, Grab the Bucket. Jesus knew that most people hearing his words weren't geniuses. That's why he so often used simple explanations and illustrations. I'm profoundly glad that he did. Because he so often spoke so simply, people like me can quickly comprehend most of what he taught. Today's reading in the one-year Bible offers a very tangible teaching that requires little IQ to discern. It does, however, require a high humility quotient to implement. If we apply Jesus' words, found in Mark 4:24-25, will be both a vital vessel of blessing to others for God and will be a vibrant recipient of blessings from God. Now that's something I want. Hopefully you want it too. Here's what Jesus said. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. This is a classic biblical illustration of the secular axiom, what goes around comes around. Jesus' words are so simple, yet they're so true to life. I am better for others and for myself whenever I apply them. As I reflected on the passage this morning, my mind was filled with life examples that verify Christ's words. We've all observed a friend who readily forgave the offenses of family members and others in his or her life. And when our friend messed up, the forgiveness was reciprocal. Sadly, we've seen the opposite occur as well. The Mark 4:24-25 principle was also visible in the lives of friends who showed humble generosity to others at gift-giving times, such as birthdays or weddings. And when they show generosity toward total strangers in desperate need. Even if the direct recipient did not or could not reciprocate, the Lord sent our friend a proportional blessing of greater value, though not necessarily in a monetary sense. At the core of this principle is the message from God, trust me. If I trust God's promise made by Christ in this passage, I'll look for a bucket to fill up from my life so that I might share it with others. But if I lack trust in God's promise, I'll look for a thimble and I'll get defensive saying, hey, I'm giving you something, so hush up. Crazy, huh? Am I getting chintzy with what was given to me and doesn't really belong to me anyway? You're quite familiar with the teaching of Malachi 3:10 that promises a more than reciprocal response of blessing from God for those who obediently give 10% of all their income to God. In essence, they tithe. It's all about the vessel you grab for sharing with others. Grab a bucket to fill and to pour blessings, whether it be gifts, time, forgiveness, encouragement, etc., into the lives of others, and you'll sometimes get more than a bucket sent back your way. Grab a thimble instead, and your receipt of gifts, time, forgiveness, encouragement, whatever, will be negligible. Just like the negligible amount of love and concern you're showing toward others. Like I said, it doesn't take an intellectual genius to figure this stuff out. It does take a humble, Christ-like believer to live this stuff out, though. Let's try to be more like Jesus. Reach for the bucket. Life will be filled with more blessings for others and for ourselves if we do. As always, I love you, Martin.